Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
When you hurt someone's feelings, my mom told me, apologize, even if they misunderstood or even if you didn't mean it the way they took it. Say you're sorry and move on. And that's what I did recently when some folks took offense at my recent column that used a quote from Eric Larson's book, In the Garden of Beast. In that book, Joseph Goebbels tried to explain away some of the early violence of Nazi followers towards Jews. If you missed that column, you can read it on chapelboro.com. But if you just heard that I called somebody else a Nazi, I want to emphasize that is not what I did. Well, others have explained it better than I could, including our friends Gary Pierce and Carter Wren on their blog, TalkingAboutPolitics.com, which is a unique source of political viewpoints because they represent polar opposite opinions. Gary, as you may remember, has been Jim Hunt's longtime political advisor, and Carter was the principal strategist for Jesse Helms. Now, both Gary and Carter are political geniuses. And I was glad they weighed in on the controversy about my column. First, Gary explained how I had riled up the Republican Party with a recent column, and that GOP Chair Claude Pope accused me of comparing Republicans to Nazis. Well, Gary continued and said, now, no one should ever compare anybody to Nazis. DG didn't. Read his column. And, continued Gary, Pope's outrage might look more genuine if so many members of his own party hadn't so freely compared President Obama to Hitler and Obamacare to fascism. This, Gary continues, qualifies as crocodile tears. Well, Carter Wren followed up with the following comment titled The Smell Test, and he wrote, all I can say about DG's column, that is about Gary's column on D.G. Martin, is amen. He says, or Carter says, in the 14 years I've known D.G., I've never heard him say an unkind word about anyone. So Claude Pope's claiming he called Republicans Nazis just didn't pass the smell test. Old Claude, Carter says, out of paranoia, foolishness, or a plain mean streak, indulged in a fact twist. Carter continues, a political pundit had said that Republicans overreaching in the legislature was natural for folks who'd been out of power for a long time. And DG pointed out that in his book, In the Garden of Beast, Eric Larson reported Joseph Goebbels had used pretty much the same explanation for Nazi excesses back in the 1930s. Again, Carter continues, he says, it's a subtle but straightforward point. Comparing a pundit's explanation to what Goebbels said 80 years ago was not calling Republicans Nazis. But, Carter says, Claude wasn't about to let anything as fragile as a fact stand in his way. Well, listen, lots of other people understood and took time to explain their support. And I confess, though, that my favorite came from Indy Weekly columnist Bob Gary, who made the denouncement of me as number one in his list of the top 10 recent Republican mistakes. All that said, I'm still sorry. My apology stands, and I will continue to try to treat those who disagree with me with respect, just like my mom told me. This is D.G. Martin.